Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So why is this feast of the Immaculate Heart a big deal? Why is it so important? Because at Fatima, God revealed precisely what our two options would be for the 20th and 21st centuries, and then he gave us the exact plan for peace in the world, but we have not listened. However, it is never too late, so are you ready to listen now? On July 13, 1917, at Fatima, Mary showed the three children a vision of hell and then said, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." There it is. That's the remedy for all the problems in the world. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But we don't believe God when he says so. Then Our Lady said, "If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. However, if people do not cease offending God, the world will continue to experience war, famine, and persecutions of the church. To prevent this," Our Lady said, "I will come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." God, through Our Lady, could not have stated it more clearly. The way to faith, conversion, and peace in the world is not through weapons and military intervention. God has willed that conversion and peace will come through devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that means three things: consecration to her heart, to pray the rosary every day, and first Saturdays of reparation. Pope John Paul and Pope Francis both consecrated Ukraine and Russia and the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady explicitly stated that once the Pope does his part, we must do ours if we want to experience the triumph of her heart and the era of peace. Our part is the daily rosary and the five first Saturdays of reparation. You are praying the rosary, thank you. But are you living the five first Saturdays of reparation? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On December 10th, 1925, Mary again appeared to Lucia, and appearing with her, by her side, elevated on a luminous cloud, was the child Jesus. The Most Holy Virgin rested her hand on Lucia's shoulder, and as she did so, she showed her a heart encircled by thorns, which she was holding in her other hand. At the same time, the child said, "Have compassion on the heart of your Most Holy Mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to make an act of reparation to remove them." Then the Most Holy Virgin said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, will go to confession, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, with the intention of making reparation to me." That's it. That's the remedy, but too few have answered the call. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At first, even Sister Lucia ignored Our Lady's request and did not make the message of the five first Saturdays known. However, on February 15, 1926, as she was taking the trash to the dumpster behind the convent, where some months earlier she met a child whom she asked if he knew the Hail Mary. He said he did, but he made no attempt to say it. So she told him to go and learn it. On this day, however, she once again met him behind the convent, and she asked him, "Did you do as I told you and learn the prayer?" The child turned to her and said, "And have you spread through the world what our Heavenly Mother requested of you?" And with that, he was transformed into the resplendent Lord Jesus. In her embarrassment, Sister Lucia made her excuses to Jesus for not doing what Our Lady requested, to which Jesus responded, "It is true, my daughter, that many souls begin the first Saturdays, but few finish them. It would please me more if they did the five with fervor and with the intention of making reparation to the heart of your Heavenly Mother." Are we living the first Saturdays of reparation and spreading them? Or are we too just making excuses? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 1930, Sister Lucia wrote a letter in which she made clear how the consecration of Russia by the Pope and First Saturdays, how they were related. She said that once the Pope, in union with the bishops of the world, would consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, then Jesus promised he would grant religious freedom to all people under the domination of Russia. Pope John Paul II made this consecration in March of 1984. And then on December 8, 1991, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, all the countries under the Soviet Union were given their independence and granted religious freedom. Jesus revealed to Lucia that once the consecration was accomplished, the Holy Father must then promise that upon the ending of this persecution of religion in Russia, the Pope will approve and recommend the practice of the Five First Saturdays. So, the time immediately following the granting of religious freedom in Russia was supposed to be the time when First Saturdays of Reparation kicks in. But we haven't done it. We haven't practiced the Five First Saturdays. And as a consequence, fear, hatred, and war have covered the earth. In the approved apparition of Quapua, Nicaragua, Our Lady said, "Renew the Five First Saturdays. You received many graces when all of you did this." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In a letter, Lucia also wrote, "Our Lady promised to postpone the scourge of war if this devotion is spread and practiced. We see her putting off this chastisement in the measure that efforts are being made to spread the devotion to the Five First Saturdays. But I am afraid that we are not doing all that we are able, and that God, in no way satisfied, may raise the arm of His mercy and allow the world to be ravaged by this punishment, which will be as never before. Horrible, horrible. Peace or war depends on the five first Saturdays along with the consecration. These are the words of Sister Lucia to whom Mary appeared directly. It's time for us to commit to the five first Saturdays of reparation, that on the first Saturday of five consecutive months we go to confession, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep Mary company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary with the intention of making reparation to her. Now, Pope Benedict extended the time for confession to 20 days before and 20 days after the first Saturday, basically allowing us to go to confession once a month with the intention of making reparation to the Heart of Mary. Now, if you've done the five first Saturdays, don't quit. Jesus told Lucia that once she completed them, she should continue to do it in place of all those who refused. Tomorrow is the first Saturday in June. Tomorrow is a good day to start. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm in support of the five first Saturdays. Yeah, no, this is a good wake-up call. We've talked about this not too long ago. The importance of starting this without an excuse. Because that's kind of the tendency. And I immediately made excuses like, well, it's too late. We just missed that Saturday. But in a way, similar to Sundays, where we have so many different options for mass times and even Saturdays and all of these things that make it so available to us as Catholics to do what God has asked of us. But we still find ways to make excuses. And I'm saying that so personally, because that's what I experience all the time, in making excuses for why it's too hard to do the first Saturdays. But in actuality, I need to increase my own openness and willingness to do these things, more so than I actually need to change all of those things that I think are barricading me from participating.
I also think we don't because of pride. We think, most people think, that the solution in Ukraine is that we give more money and more weapons. We think the solution is a military solution. I think most people have the idea that if we just decimate Russia militarily, then there'll be peace in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But war begets more war.
Mm-hmm. And the more we brute force anything as humans, the worse it will get.
Exactly. In our pride, we won't accept, in our self-reliance, we won't accept that God has come and he said, listen, I have a plan for all of this. And if you will just do this, it will all be solved. And the greatest testament of this is that nothing could put an end to the Soviet Union. And then John Paul makes the consecration in March of 84.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, the Soviet president dies. Gorbachev is elected out of the blue. He starts talking about glasnost and perestroika, openness and restructuring. Everyone's like, what is this guy talking about? We don't use those words in the Soviet Union. And then Gorbachev goes to the Vatican. The head of the Soviet Union doesn't go to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
He and the Pope meet. They come out and they both give an address to the press. And John Paul says, we just talked about religious freedom, and he promised that he would grant it. And Gorbachev said, yep, I'm going to do it. What? This is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
This is impossible. But the consecration gains it. The Berlin Wall falls. Gorbachev dissolves the Soviet Union, and there's no military intervention. Isn't the consecration and what happened enough proof? But we have to do our part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the difficulties is that we have a few weeks before the first Saturday in July. So I'm going to remind everyone as we get closer so that we can do our part. So, Teresa, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.